the Nikki Byrne Show.
With Jenny Green.
The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green.
Yeah. 2FM.
In our Studio 8 session today is a London-based Dublin native who exploded onto the pop and R&B scene earlier this year with her debut single. She has already gained the attention of super producer Dan Dare, who has worked with the likes of Charlie XCX, there you go, and Marina and the Diamonds. And as far as we're concerned, this is only the beginning of a very bright and big career. Ladies and gents, please be upstanding for Fia Moon. Woohoo! Fia, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for coming into us today. You're going to come up and have a little chat with us. But before you do that, tell us what song you're going to play for us.
So I'm going to do my latest release called Water Runs Through.
Brilliant. Well, Fia Moon live in Studio 8 and 2FM. Take it away.
Thanks.
The same old started when you looked at her. Gotta save relationships. When was it okay to quit? You can be a woman.
Incredible.
Thank you so much.
Fia Moon live in Studio 8. You're going to come up and have a chat with us. I know you've got a gig happening tonight as well, and you're going to do another song.
Yes.
So come on up, Fia.
Okay, I'm coming.
Let's go.
This is 2FM.
We welcome to the studio now, fresh from Studio 8. I think it's the quickest anyone has made it up from Studio 8 to here. Fia Moon, how are you? Good morning.
I'm just trying to like settle down after the nerves of doing that.
I know. And we're having a little chat off air, and we grew up not too far from each other, and our schools were not too far from each other
rivals.
As well. We are somewhat rivals. Sophia, tell us, I know it's kind of crazy busy at the moment. You've got a great gig tonight that we're going to talk about. But some information that was given to me this morning, which I found interesting.
Information.
What? So you can confirm.
Who fed you this information?
You can confirm the team. You can confirm or deny.
Right.
Aqua's Barbie Girl.
That
played...
Are you asking... Okay.
No, I'm not asking if you like it. Don't worry, you're your big fan. But I believe that played a bit of a part in the start of your singing career because your mum heard you singing Aqua's Barbie Girl and was like, do you know what? You need to do this. Is that true?
Okay, right. So I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
So I was like 3 or 4 and I had like this really bad cold on holidays. And I had this, I was obsessed with them at the time, and I had the whole like pajama set. And I just started singing that song, like, I'm a Barbie girl. You know that one?
Yes, I do.
I was just singing it on loop. And my mom obviously overheard me and was like, what? You can sing? And I just thought I was really sexy because I had this husky voice, age like 4, and I was just like rocking around the house. And that is kind of the memory that I have of ever since that point, just being kind of... just being so involved in music. I mean, from a very young age, after that, my mom put me in like singing lessons. I think since I was like 6 or something ridiculous.
Now, both of your parents, tell us all, there's a very big musical background. So, you know.
So my parents actually met in a musical society to begin with. And my dad trained classically as well. My mom is a bit more of a jazz singer. And I can't remember what was the musical that they met. They did some musical together and then obviously they ended up getting together.
So there was a lot of music in your house growing up, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was very chaotic, to be honest. I mean, like my dad, it wasn't a big house by any means. It was like my dad would be in the bathroom cleaning and just like singing operas if there's no one else around. And my sister would be singing some other song and I'd be humming something else. And my mom would be like having the radio on and listening to like Nina Simone or whatever. It was actually quite chaotic, and at the time I didn't probably appreciate it because I was like, everyone's nuts in this house.
But it's a great environment for what to grow up in that, for what you've ended up doing, because it does inspire you. You're picking these things up even subconsciously.
Of course. I mean, literally since I was a child, my mom used to sing to me every night. My dad, I mean, it was just so... like just so fundamental to me growing up, I guess.
And when was that first time when you actually sang in front of people that weren't your family? Can you remember?
That weren't my family.
Yeah. So was there like a gig somewhere, like even a small gig, or
you know
how did
what?
It start?
And I don't know whether this is the first one. I think there was earlier, but I just said to the boys, my band, who by the way I should thank so much. So it's Rashan Brown and Josh Buengo. They're amazing, the two guys that played with me. Mm-hmm. But I was just saying to the boys when I came in, I was like, oh, this is my first time here. And then I had this like light bulb moment and I was like, I've been here before. I was on the Late Late Toy Show.
What? When?
When I was like 7. And I was like, oh my God, I've been here before.
I wish we'd known that. We would have
had
the clip.
I know.
Were you singing?
Yeah. So, well, listen.
Oh.
So I was doing the Barbies, but... there was this like karaoke set as part of the like toys or whatever that I was given. And I was apparently the first act, I guess, to present and also sing. So I sang Summer of the Rainbow on the Late Late Toy Show when I was like 7 or 8. Yeah.
Through a karaoke set?
No, gave me a real mic. They give me a real mic,
Proper one.
I actually am good that we don't have the footage, I'm sure. I need to like read it out.
We do have good contacts in here.
We will get it for you. Like...
we probably won't get it in the next 10 minutes, but we'll find it for you.
But yeah, so I guess, I mean, that was my biggest moment, age whatever.
7.
Yeah.
God.
And then I did a lot of work for like Temple Street Children's Hospital. I made a CD around that time as well in aid of them, and I was performing at all their galas and balls and things like that.
Amazing. So then fast forward to the move to London.
Yeah.
And that wasn't necessarily just musically driven, your move to London. It was a job as well, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, you know what? I actually had never planned on moving to London. It didn't really like... I didn't really see the appeal.
Mm.
And I just finished university. I did economics in UCD and I just graduated and I thought... okay, I guess I have to get a job, reluctantly.
A real job,
yeah. And I ended up interviewing for this company that was actually relocating from Dublin to London. And I wasn't really expecting to get the job because I was like, yeah, of course, I'm willing to move, whatever. And then I got offered the job and I was like, okay.
I'm actually going then.
Okay.
I hadn't really thought about this.
Yeah, so I moved within I think it was 3 weeks or a month or something, and I had no idea. Like, London is just vast. I mean, there's like a nice area beside a terrible area, and it's like I didn't know anything.
Mm.
And actually for the first like 9 months, I didn't do any music when I was there because I guess I was just so wrapped up in this. You know, it was my first 9-to-5 job.
London's a very daunting place when you first go over to visit. I mean, I've only gone to visit friends there, and it makes kind of Dublin look really quiet and small.
Yeah.
It's just so fast paced and it's just manic, and it feels at times like you're on your own a bit when you're over there.
You know what? And that's the thing. Like, it's the busiest place, you know, one of the busiest cities in the world, but it can be one of the most loneliest and isolating. So, like, I have actually always lived very central. So when I first moved, I was living by Spitalfields Market.
I know it. Actually, I've been to visit it.
So busy all the time. And it was hard though, you know. I didn't have like many close friends or anything like that when I first moved. And it was, I was just trying to focus on, I guess, paying my rent and doing the whole like 9-to-5 thing for a while. But I think, you know, in terms of music, it's definitely where I need to be and what's going on the most there, because... Yeah, I think when I first moved like over 2 years ago, it was like the music scene here just wasn't really the types of writers or producers that I'd want to work with. Maybe I just didn't find them here, but I just wasn't really getting
it. So tell us what are the plans for Fia Moon for next year? You know, what's on the horizon?
I'm really excited because I'm working on a lot of new material at the moment. Material at the moment.
Yes. Not textiles.
No, yes, sorry. but I'm really, really excited about the next few singles. Hopefully something early next year. And I'm trying to figure out what the plan is in terms of should I release kind of back-to-back singles or whether I should do one or two singles and then a little mini body of work like an EP.
Yeah.
But definitely new material, new songs, gigging more, doing live shows, lots of other things and discussions.
And the live show, you're doing one tonight.
I'm doing one tonight.
This is only your second. God, that is amazing. So, Niall and I.
So, everyone who's listening, please come to Bella Bar.
Get into Bella Bar in Dublin tonight. Niall or Nine, I believe, is quite responsible for that. Tell us a little bit about it.
He asked me to play. So, he's been so, so supportive from. Actually, my very, very first release, The Fall, which was earlier this year. And that was before I had pretty much any backing from anyone. He was just very, very supportive. And then for every release that I've done, he's just been very, very kind. And I'm just really grateful to have been asked to play tonight. So I'm really.
So are the whole family coming in tonight?
You know, they're not.
What? Sorry?
Yeah, I know. So my mom lives in France.
That is shocking.
Where are my violins?
Okay.
My mom lives in
France.
Probably
get you a bit of sad music, actually.
Why don't we just cut this out of the interview?
Well, we're actually live, but like, let's not worry about that.
So my mom, hi mom, if you're listening.
In France.
Yeah. So she's in France, actually.
Okay.
And she just started a new job. And my dad, they actually both started new jobs recently. And because this was relatively, well, not last minute, but they just weren't able to get the time. My mom couldn't have flown over for the night. My sister's coming. She better be coming.
Representing the family.
My cousins are coming. Like, I have friends coming.
The other thing we can do, we can lend you JJ, who could Facebook Live it back for them.
JJ, so will you come?
They will feel like they're there.
Will you promise you'll come?
Of course he will. Of course he will.
Okay, great. I look forward to it.
We'll lend you JJ for the evening.
I've substitute family. And my sister, hopefully. And I have my cousins coming.
Excellent. Yeah. So there'll be a representation
it's
of the family there.
Yeah.
It's lovely to meet you, Fia.
Oh,
and I wish
so
you continued success and have an amazing Christmas as well.
Oh, thank you.
And you have done a cover version for us. What have you done?
I have done a song called East Side by Benny Blanco. But two of my favourite artists, Khalid and Halsey, are on it. So I just wanted to do it. So
well, let's have a listen to that. Fia Moon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 2FM.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. Well, no, your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I said you were the one. I know every day she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun never set. And every day, you know what, we ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette. Baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere.
sing it. We can do anything if we put our minds to it. Take your whole life when you put a line through it. My love is yours if you wanna take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. Know that love is how all these ideas came to be. Baby, run away with me. 17, we got a dream to have a family, a house and everything in between. Then all suddenly, we turned 23. Now we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. Got a dead-end jobs and got bills to pay. Have old friends and now our enemies. Well now I'm thinking back to when I was young, but to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun goes. And every day you know where we ride, through the back streets in a blue car. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Come take my hand and come with me. Sing it, we can do anything if we put our minds to it. Take your whole life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you wanna take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. Know that love is how all these ideas came to be. Baby, run up. Run away now, run away now, run away now, away with me. Run away now, run away now, run away now, away with me. Run away now, run away now, run away now, away with me. Run away now, run away now, run away. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun was set. And every day you know what we ride, through the back streets in a blue car. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Come and take my hand and come with me, yeah.
How amazing was that? That is Fia Moon and Eastside on 2FM recorded for us. And don't forget, you can check out Fia Moon tonight at Bella Bar in Dublin. Make sure you get your tickets and pop along. It is going to be a very special evening indeed.
2FM. The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green.